It's good to be here, and it's also a day to celebrate because Darren Criss is going to be at the Michigan Theater today at 11:30.
So. I think there's already kids lining up outside the Michigan Theater.
Yes, Darren Criss is a University of Michigan graduate. He went to the University of Michigan's musical theater program. He's known for his role that he plays on Glee, and he started his international fame even before getting on TV on Glee because he created with a bunch of friends an online Harry Potter spoof called the Very Potter Musical. he's on tour right now with a bunch of his University of Michigan friends. His band is made up of folks that he got to know when he was at the University of Michigan.
So, and because this is his hometown, so to speak, he's decided this will be the only stop on the tour where he provides a free concert.
Yeah, it is a free concert, but you have to have a wristband, and many were passed out by the Bank of Ann Arbor, who's the sponsor of it, in advance. There's a small chance that if you show up at the theater, then you'll be able to get in. I think they passed out about 1,400. The theater seats 1,700. So anyway, it should be quite a day, and it'll all be over by 2 o'clock. So that should be good. But it's a special event, special day in our town.
Speaking
here.
Of special events, this past weekend was probably one of your more busy of the year, as the Cinetopia Film Festival took hold in downtown Ann Arbor and at the Michigan and State Theaters.
That's right. People traveled from all over Florida, even, to come to see the Cinetopia Festival, and we're very excited that in its second year there was significant growth, 70% growth over the previous year. We expanded into Detroit. The Detroit Institute of Arts was part of Cinetopia this year. We had filmmakers that came from literally all over the world and were walking the streets of Ann Arbor and Detroit as we celebrated cinema with a very, very fun festival. Four films were given awards. Blanca Nieves, which is a Spanish film, which means Snow White, and it's the Snow White fable, and it's created in a form that's similar to The Artist. It's a contemporary silent film, and it's about this young woman who has an evil stepmother who leaves her for dead by the side of the road. She's discovered by this touring vaudevillian act of short people, and who she has completely lost her memory. But anyway, it's a lot of fun. 20 Feet from Stardom, which NPR did a piece on yesterday, played the previous weekend at Cinetopia, and it's about backup singers. And those two won the audience favorite awards. The Cinetopia Spirit Award, the programming award, went to Commencement, which is a movie about a young woman who just graduated from college, and her family's going through all kinds of changes, including herself. And it was actually produced by a local family, or co-produced by a local family, who drew it to our attention. But it's a very, very professionally done, excellent piece, and we hope that Commencement grows based on its start here at Cinetopia. And then I Am Divine, which is a documentary about Divine, who was the inspiration for a lot of John Waters films. He was an actor.
Oh, yeah, big blonde wig, lots of makeup.
Transvestite actor. Who had an interesting life story. So there was a Robert Altman Symposium that was held. We were very proud to say that the festival was both a financial and an artistic success. The reviews from the folks, so this Sean O'Grady, who directed Big Sir, which was a movie about Jack Kerouac's time writing the novel Big Sir, said, everyone that came from Big Sur had a great time at Cinetopia. You guys are doing an incredible job with the festival and all of your hard work shows. So a lot of audience and artists said that about Cinetopia. So mark your calendars for June 4th through 8th, 2014. That will be the
That's
third
right. It
version.
Just ended, but the work is underway to get the next one going, isn't it?
It is so true.
Well, congratulations on the growth, and we'll look forward to next year for sure.
Well, there are three film festival-worthy films opening in downtown Ann Arbor this week. Frances Ha, which is the hottest film in the art film circuit, is opening up. It's directed by Noam Baumbach and stars and is co-written by Greta Gerwig, two of the luminaries in the contemporary art house film world. Greta Gerwig plays this woman, Frances Ha, who doesn't really have an apartment, but she's not exactly homeless. She's an apprentice at a dance company, but she's not really a dancer. She's a dreamer who even after stepping out of into reality, still seems to be dreaming. This film is shot in black and white in New York, and it's just gotten great, great reviews. Tom Long from the Detroit News says the obvious love of New York echoes Woody Allen at its best, but Frances Ha is much its own film, a story of life and love and messy rooms. The Chicago Sun-Times, Time Magazine, they just love this film. One of our biggest supporters saw this film at the Sarasota Film Festival this winter, and she just goes on and on about how great this film is. So Frances Ha opens this week, this Friday, at the Michigan Theater. And then another film that has almost 100% positive reviews called Before Midnight. It stars Julie Delpy and Kevin Bacon. And this is the third film. It started with Before Sunrise. Had the middle film was Before Sunset, and this is Before Midnight. And it's about a couple who met in Before Sunrise, who got to know each other in Before Sunset. And this is they're a 40-something married couple with kids, and it's just like a real relationship. They're deeply in love, and they fight like cats and dogs sometimes. It really is brilliantly written and brilliantly acted. My favorite review is the Time Magazine review, who says, if I was only allowed to see one movie this year, it would be Before Midnight. If I were only allowed to go to the theater two times this year, I'd go see Before Midnight twice.
That's a pretty resounding affirmation.
So, yeah, and the performances by Julie Delpy and Kevin Bacon are great, the whole cast. It's very talky, but even though it's very talky, it works extremely well as a movie. And then back in the late 40s, a guy by the name of Thor Heyerdahl, a Scandinavian gentleman, put together a group of guys who built a balsa wood raft and sailed it across the ocean to show that this was a way that people back in prehistory would have populated the Polynesian islands from some of the land masses that are around that. It was a great adventure at the time, thought to be impossible, but they pulled it off. And so there's been an old-style Hollywood adventure movie created based on that true story. And again, it's gotten good reviews. The New York Times liked it. Kenneth Turin from the Los Angeles Times says Kon-Tiki is a ripping yarn torn from yesterday's headlines. And NPR Ian Buchwalter said a rousing and thoroughly enjoyable old Hollywood-style adventure. So Kon-Tiki is about a bunch of guys and some sharks on a raft for days and days and days.
You know, I think I could be happy seeing any of the three movies that we've just talked about opening downtown in Ann Arbor. I think all three sound tremendous. But the one that most people are going to go to is probably not one of those.
Yes.
And that would be Superman.
Yes. Well, that's opening at the Multiplex.
Right.
And Superman is stars Henry Cavill, who's
performed. It's actually called Man of Steel, isn't it?
Yeah, it's called Man of Steel. And his performance is extremely well-reviewed. Even people who are kind of lukewarm about the movie likes his performance. There's an Ann Arbor connection to this film. David Goyer, who grew up in Ann Arbor, is the screenwriter for it. The reviews are 50-50, slightly positive, it's a kind of a darker, more personal story version of the film, which some people really like the depth that they tried to bring to it, and other people go, really, it's a Superman movie. Relax. So Man of Steel opens up this week, and then a film that opened yesterday, This Is the End, has movie stars playing kind of exaggerated versions of themselves as a horror
This is an apocalypse story.
It's an apocalypse story. And so James Franco, Jonah Hill, Seth Rogen, Danny McBride, Craig Robinson, and other folks play themselves. They all live in this house, and the world is falling apart. And they're trying to deal with it with their egos and their movie star qualities. They're kind of slightly exaggerated versions of themselves, making fun of themselves.
Right.
So it's a lot of fun. Time Magazine reviewer Mary Pauls, who I'm liking this reviewer more and more, says it's an intensely raunchy and silly and joyous film trapped right in that's trapped in my inner teenager in glorious ways. So if you're looking for a slightly raunchy, apparently very funny film, this is the end. Maybe is worth checking out. And we also are opening up our summer classic movie series this week on Sunday and Tuesday with Mel Brooks' classic Western spoof comedy, Blazing Saddles.
Doesn't get much better than that. Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah, it's kind of like This Is the End in terms of being silly
it really
crudes.
Is. Exactly right.
All things
has that
come back
Mel Brooks
together.
Sensibility. Exactly. Well, I certainly, there's a lot to choose from this week, and go see a bunch of movies. Maybe the weather is going to drive you indoors. What a better way to spend it than at the theater. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and we thank you for joining us for another installment of Cinema Chat. You hear it only on 89.1 WEMU.
Ta-ta, y'all.